BBC Radio 1. BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website.
We're back. Here is Monday's Scott Mills Daily Podcast. We're looking for some extra sexy Halloween outfits. Greg's on Real or No Real, and I agree to something I'm absolutely terrified of for children in need. Oh, hello! Scott Mills here.
Hello.
Thought I'd do it before anyone else did. Good to be back. Thank you, Matt Edmondson, and a bit of Hugh Stevens as well. You all right, Chris?
I'm good. It's good to have you back.
It's really good to be back. Okay, loads of good tunes coming up. Track of the day for Oh Wonder, Florence and the Machine, and this is Western.
I'm just in my zone. You'd be lying if you said I wasn't certain that you're into.
This is BBC Radio 1.
Right. Bear with me. I don't quite know what I'm doing with the buttons yet. It's only been a week. Good afternoon. Mills here. Good to be back on. Christian in Bristol's on, saying, I need help getting my first spray tan. I need to be brown for the weekend. Don't know really what you want me to do about that. Just call up your local spray tan shop, maybe?
Maybe he needs you to go and hold his hand through it. I've got to say, the texts that come in as soon as you arrive back in the UK are very different to what we've had for the last week.
Quite odd, aren't they?
Yeah.
Christian, just go for it. Go as brown as possible. I've got a cracking tan.
You got a good tan, and yeah, dare I say it, like you look a lot fresher than you did before you left.
Yeah, just a bit of sleep, I think.
Is it just sleep, or is it?
Yes, absolutely. Are we doing this joke again, are we?
No, I just mean it's great to have you back and looking so healthy.
Thank you very much. Yeah, I feel good, you know. I feel good. Actually, I thought of you quite a lot last week when I was devouring several large plates of hummus.
Oh, right, yeah, okay.
I was like, well, Chris would love this, because as we know, you hate it.
Hate hummus.
Love it.
Were the foods on?
Foods were all on. I've put on about 5 stone, so I've started winter bulking early for all of us, because it's nearly Christmas, doesn't matter. No one's going to see you. So coming up, we've got... I've seen on Children in Need's Twitter that something big is happening today on this show to do with Children in Need. Now, all I know is that Children in Need want me to be available on the night of Children in Need itself. You know, the big night they do on BBC One, which is Friday 13th of November. So that's in my diary, but I don't quite know what they want me to do.
You were available last year as well.
I was available last year, and I was on TV with Grimmy, actually.
That's right.
Last year.
Yeah.
Yeah. So apparently we're going to say what this is at 1:40 this afternoon. That's all I know.
Fine.
All-time low coming up. Bit of Rudimental and Ed Sheeran. Did I miss anything good while I was away?
Well, Adele's got a song out.
Yes, I saw that.
Don't know if you saw about that.
Yeah, that reached me in the Middle East. Yeah.
Yep.
Why she got that phone?
A lot of people were talking about that as well. Yeah, there's nothing new that you can add to this situation, I don't think.
Okay, good.
Also, Hugh Stevens was in on one of the days. So Matt was in for you. Hugh Stevens was in for Matt because Matt was ill on one of the days. So
we pulled a sickie on one day.
We had this ridiculous situation. Anyway, Hugh was in. We had a right laugh, including I showed him the Straight in My Basket clip.
Yeah.
You know, that we often play. And he showed me what it would be in Welsh, which is fascinating. I know you'll love this.
Okay.
Do you want to hear it?
Yeah, please.
Oh! Sausage mouth! When I'm in season, I must get here.
What's he saying there, please?
I think that's... I hear sausage, so I'm assuming it's oh, spicy sausage or big sausage.
Going straight in my basket in Welsh. That's brilliant.
Oh! Sausage mouth! When I'm in season, I must get here.
Hugh is the campus straight man I know.
He is, yeah.
That's incredible. Thanks for that, Hugh. Bit of Welsh there. All right, let's get to this now.
Track of the day.
Track of the day.
Greg James and Hugh Stevens love this band. They are Oh Wonder from London, and this is your track of the day. It's called Without You.
Step out into the sun. Skies above, they radiate me. Lift up, carry the love.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
All time low, we'll be seeing them at the Teen Awards. That's not far now, and that's something he's got to give. Afternoon, Gabby.
Hi, Scott.
You all right?
Yeah, I'm good, thank you. How are you?
Good, what's going on?
Well, it's half term, so I'm getting to listen live today, which is quite nice.
Okay. Are you pupil or teacher?
I'm a teacher. Just had a busy half term as my first time teaching, so I've been trying to keep up to date with the podcast.
You're a podcast listener rather than, say, you don't try and sneakily listen in the lessons that you're teaching.
No, I can't do that, unfortunately.
I sometimes
catch at the end of the day, but it's very briefly the end of the show.
You used to listen to Radio 1 in class?
Yeah, what I would do is I'd sort of hide, probably shouldn't say, I'd hide a headphone in kind of my hand and then look like I'm leaning on my hand. I'd just be listening to Radio 1.
But she's a young teacher, she can't do that. She's a teacher in the class.
Yeah, I suppose you can't be seen to be doing that, can you?
How old are you?
No, I'm 21.
None of my teachers were 21.
No, that's just how you remember it.
They weren't.
No, that's honestly, I think that's just how you remember it. You're getting it wrong.
Yeah.
But it's nice listening live. It just feels like a bit of a reunion, really.
It is. We are having a reunion, you and me. And a lot of people are texting in as well, saying that they're on half term, so they're listening live as well instead of podcast. Where are you up to on the podcast? Are you like Alice Levine, where you're 2 years behind? Has Lisa and Steve happened yet?
No. Oh, Lisa and Steve, I remember that.
Yeah.
So you've heard that. I'm only a couple of weeks behind.
Okay. Has One Night with Laura, has that been on yet? Has that happened?
No.
Becky leaving, is that on?
No, I'm not that far behind.
Have you heard of something called 24 Years at the Tap End?
Oh. All right, well, good to have you on today, listening live. Thank you.
Thank you. Good to speak to you.
I've got to do something for children in need, and that, they're not telling me what it is yet.
I don't understand how you don't know.
It's all a bit weird.
It is weird. But it's happening at 1:40. They tweeted earlier going, something big's happening on Scott's show today involving him for children in need. Sure. Well, we'll find out together at 1:40, Gabby.
Yeah, I'll be listening.
Love you, bye.
Love you, bye. The Scott Mills Daily.
The Hills by the Weekend, which is my new fave coming up, and Clean Cut Kid. And this is Fallout Boy, Young Volcanoes. Scott Mills on Radio 1. Hello?
Oh, hi. This is Terry Wogan here calling Chris Stark. I think he's doing a show there, is he?
Hello?
Yes.
Is there anybody called Chris Stark doing a show there? Or possibly somebody called Scott Mills?
Right, this really does sound like Sir Terry Wogan.
Are you really Scott Mills?
Yes. You nearly called me Sir Scott Mills then, which I quite liked. But are you really Sir Terry Wogan?
Look, I asked the questions here, Scott.
Oh, yeah. Yes, I am. I am Scott Mills, yes. Hi.
Well, we've worked together before, Scott, as you well know. And I just thought, because we were as frustrated as you were about your abject failure to make it to Blackpool for the grand dancing.
Oh, for Strictly, yeah. Yeah, that was last year.
You know,
yeah.
I mean, it was sadly pathetic, but really... As a Radio 2 person, and in view of what Jeremy Vine is doing, we can't be too critical.
No. He's got the confidence, though, hasn't he?
Well, he's got the smile, which looks like a rictus of death, to be honest, as he dances around. But I thought you were extremely graceful, and it was cruelly unfair to eject you from the show when they did.
What's going on? Okay.
Is this definitely Sir Terry Wogan?
Yes, you can tell it is. Sir Terry, may I ask, why are you calling me today?
Well, look, as I said before, I ask the questions here, Scott.
Okay,
you
know, I'll just let you talk then.
I'm the senior man here.
I know you are.
Broadcaster, senior man. And I have a very special offer for you, because I know you're a jolly fellow and willing to do anything on behalf of Radio 1, Radio 2, the BBC, and more importantly, BBC's Children in Need.
All I've known so far is that they want me to do something for children in need.
Yes. Well, we do. And it's pretty simple, Scott. It's the kind of thing that you could do standing on your head. And you may want to do it standing on your head. Your mission, and we'll do this in the Tom Cruise manner, your mission, should you choose to accept it, is to abseil down the Blackpool Tower, all 400 feet of it, and I'm going to send the Royal Marines to assist you in your daring deed. Now, you see, a lesser man would say do it on your own and do it without any help. But no, I'm sending the Royal Marines to help you. Abseil down Blackpool Tower.
Okay.
For children in need.
Now, do I have a choice in this?
No. It'll make you the bravest chap in all the country, and that knighthood which I nearly gave you will be yours. And you'll be a real children in need hero.
We're
hoping all your Radio 1 listeners will get behind you. It's the least they could do. Listen, I'll send in a couple of quid myself. and raise as much money as possible for children in need. Scott Mills, do you accept this challenge?
Hang on. Do you understand what Sir Terry's asking you to do, Scott?
So I believe that he's asking me to abseil down Blackpool Tower. Would this be on Children in Need, on the evening of Children in Need, Sir Terry?
It certainly will.
Oh, good.
Friday the 13th.
We'll see you flying through the air on behalf of the country's underprivileged children. You couldn't do it for a better cause, Scott, and I know you're man enough to do it.
Well, you say that. I mean, I will do anything for children in need, but this is...
I don't understand why you've been chosen for this, Scott, because you're rubbish at this kind of thing.
Yeah. Do you think that's why I've been chosen, Sir Terry?
No, I think you've been chosen for your manly qualities and for the fact that you're an outstanding broadcaster and an all-round good egg.
I'll take that. Thank you very much.
Did you mean to call Bear Grylls?
I can't even spell his name. But Scott Mills I know and love and admire, as does everybody else in the country. And I know that everybody is going to rise as one man and woman and cheer as you launch yourself off Blackpool Tower.
Okay.
It's no distance at all, Scott. It's only 400 feet.
Right. Yes. Okay, well, I did want to make it to Blackpool on Strictly last year, but I didn't realise I'd be going back like this. Okay, well, thanks very much, Sir Terry. I'll tell you what. Let's speak later on, and I'll just let this sink in for now.
No, you're not getting out of it now, Scott.
No.
You're agreeing to do it, aren't you? Do you accept the challenge?
I accept the challenge.
Yes,
I accept
this
the challenge.
Is good.
And we're going to send the Royal Marines. The Royal Marines will catch you.
Scott, you like the Royal Marines.
Yeah, I mean, there's always an upside, isn't there? All right, thank you so much.
And they may well strike a little medal for you. You never know. And possibly a headstone.
Mills, you understand how abseiling works. I'm not sure this is quite simple and how it should.
Okay, well, let's not get into the detail of it while Sir Terry's on the phone, but you can tell me in a minute.
Fine.
Thanks so much, Sir Terry Wogan. And what will be happening? Is this the main kind of stunt on the night?
Of course, you're the main star. And we will be dragging in Ellie Goulding, who'll be singing her brand new single. Selena Gomez will be singing Same Old Love. Harry Hill will be performing a studio sketch entitled Harry Hill's History of TV. And years will be singing Eyes Shut. And there'll be Rod Stewart Nadine Coyle and Shane Filan, they'll be singing. And I'll be part of a crowd on the stage that includes a load of people who are there just to hold me up.
Friday the 13th of November. What a perfect day to abseil down Blackpool Tower.
Scott, you're a great man. I know you'll do it, and thank you. I'm thanking you in advance on behalf of the children and everybody else. We'll be watching, and we'll be cheering with word and gesture and hoping that it's a soft landing.
Okay, thank you very much, Sir Terry. I'll just let this all sink in, and I'll speak to you soon.
Bless you, Char.
Thank you.
Thanks for all your help.
Goodbye. Love you, bye. Thank you, Sir Terry. Is he gone? Yeah, he's gone.
I think so.
Right, okay, what was that about?
That was intense.
Actual Sir Terry Wogan.
Is it me, or did that feel like it escalated quite dramatically to you as a call?
What is that?
Oh, what have you signed yourself up to? I
haven't really signed myself up, but like there isn't a choice in this, I don't think.
I've heard this is kind of how it happens. You get a call up. It almost sounds like it's your duty. That almost sounded like it was a mission for Bond.
Yeah. And you can't really say no to children in need.
Absolutely not.
Or Sir Terry Wogan.
It's an amazing cause, but can we break this down for a minute?
Okay, what do you want to tell me?
You walking backwards off Blackpool Tower.
Oh. Why do I always do things on TV that I'm not very good at?
Yeah. I mean,
Last year on Children in Need, I just played charades with Grimmy and Sir Terry Wogan on telly. It's just a bit of a laugh.
Yeah, but do you remember I gave you quite a lot of stick for that? This is very different. This is...
I thought it'd be like last year. I'd just be hanging out with Rixton for a bit.
This is actual serious. This is a big deal, a very big deal. And Blackpool Tower, sorry to paint a picture here, is very big.
Oh, I'm not going to sleep now, am I?
I think you'll be fine. I mean, my instant thought would just be it's probably going to be windy, isn't it? It's quite windy around that park,
November
just off the sea there. November, it's a bit cold. Mm. So wrap up warm.
Can you clang into the tower? How's that? I don't know. I've never done abseiling.
You want to watch out for clanging. Have you never? You've never abseiled at all?
Never, no. Hello, look at me.
Why would
you? Do you think I would abseil?
No. No, this is so unlike you. But this is why it could be good.
What's that thing where you go between the trees?
Swinging. You've been swinging.
No, no, no. There's a place you can go to.
What? Oh, Go Ape.
Yeah.
It's not the same as Go Ape.
I turned that down once.
Oh, no.
Didn't fancy it.
You know, but you know what abseiling is? It's, you know, you're attached by a rope.
I've seen it on telly, yes.
Okay.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Okay, that was Disclosure and Jaded. I feel really sick now.
Madness,
really
isn't
sick.
Because it? Normally it's you setting me up to do something for your own amusement.
Why don't you do it?
And
though?
Everyone else is. Because you've been called out on national radio by Sir Terry Wogan.
Not that he can just ring up, like Terry Wogan just ring up Radio 1 and get straight on.
Do you think
it's anywhere he could do that? Like any radio station?
Yeah.
It's Terry Wogan.
Put him on. That's what he can do. He's good like that.
This is going to be horrendous. I'm no good with heights.
Well, I've just had it confirmed to me what's happening. So this is amazing. It's nothing to do with me. It's all on you.
Oh, I hate it.
Blackpool Tower is massive.
I know. Right? I've been there.
And I'm going to go in now because I was slightly concerned that maybe I was getting called up on this thing as well.
Oh.
Mate, it is huge.
I know.
Huge. Alex is texting. Scott, at least if it all goes wrong... this was so good. At least if it all goes spectacularly wrong, you've had a good run on Radio 1. Like they say, leave them wanting more.
That is true. I mean, I've had a good innings. Do you think this is their way of like getting rid of me?
Maybe
they haven't got the heart to do it. So they're like, I'll just make him abseil.
It's because it's a random one, isn't it? Someone's come up with this idea, but it's brilliant.
Yeah.
It's absolutely brilliant from my point of view, and I think everyone listening, it is. It's incredible. What you got to think is an amazing cause. I know you're scared because I know you very well. You are very scared about this.
Oh yeah, I'm so scared. Also, someone's just said that the Marines. I've got the Marines are helping me. They do it forwards. No. I don't want to do it forwards. And then I'll be able to see everything. Oh, this is going to be awful. And you'll be able to see it on television.
Are you enjoying all the pictures coming through of Blackpool Tower as well?
Yeah, it's really nice. Thanks so much for that. This is awful, but it's for children in need.
Do you have that little scared. Do you have that little sick feeling inside your stomach?
Really sick. Like, you know when you get, like, moist mouth?
Yeah, I've not seen you this stressed before. I don't think I have.
I just agreed to it. He just called me out and I agreed to it. Just like, all right then, Terry, yeah, fine.
And you know this is happening. You know this isn't something that you'll be able to send a text and say, oh, I'm sorry, I'm not available on that night.
Yeah, that's the problem, isn't it? Because it's for children in need.
There's no one to run to here, Scott.
Is it not like Go Ape in any way?
I don't think so.
Everything about children in need this year is on the homepage on the Radio 1 website.
Ooh.
What?
I mean, we should check the weather, shouldn't we? I've just seen an amazing picture of a lightning strike on Blackpool Tower.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Just agreed to abseil down Blackpool Tower on Children in Need. Friday the 13th, I've just realised.
It's massive.
I've never scaled anything that big before.
I'm just looking at several POV shots of the from the top of the tower, looking down.
Can I not see those, please?
Mad. Seriously, man, like... The thing is, it's just not you. In terms of your personality, this is completely unlike you. It's like wrong booking.
It is. Who do they mean to call? I've got moist mouth again, sorry. All right, this is a serious request. The Royal Marines have been on. They need to know my inside leg.
Do they?
For the outfit. I'm not even
What
joking.
Is the outfit out of interest?
Something weatherproof, probably.
Can we request?
Has anyone got a tape measure? Or... You can do it.
I'm not measuring your inside leg.
Because apparently half a thumb is an inch.
No.
So come on.
I'm not measuring your inside leg.
No,
that's not
they
happening.
Need to know urgently.
Listen, this thing for children needs all on you. I'm not getting involved.
Half a thumb is an inch.
I'm not measuring your inside leg.
Well, who's going to do it then? Because they want an answer really soon.
Not me.
Do it for children in need.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Can you stop sending me pictures of Blackpool Tower now? I've seen it. I know how high it is.
All right. We can have more fun with this later.
No, okay,
no doubt about it.
In other news, Chris is well excited for Innuendo Bingo tomorrow and says we're bringing a touch of class to the show.
It's so good. This is why I'm so pleased you're back as well, because obviously when you're off, Innuendo Bingo's off.
Yeah.
And tomorrow Innuendo is back and it's the person we got on is so cool.
Now, it's a sports person. I know that much. The last one we had on was Tom Daly.
Yep.
Better or worse than Tom Daly?
Well, it's different. Okay, on tomorrow is... cycling legend Geraint Thomas. Okay, now Scott, I know you need slightly educating on this subject, right? But this guy's a double Olympic gold medalist. For me, what he brings to Innuendo Bingo is you know, every now and then we're very lucky enough to have someone from Towie, someone from Maiden Chelsea. You know what I mean? Yeah. So people who've achieved greatness in their own field.
Yes.
But, but tomorrow...
In their own way.
Tomorrow, we've got a proper champ.
Someone with actual talent.
He's such a hero. And if you're into your cycling or if you remember the Olympics, this guy is just a massive name. And I'm amazed he's doing innuendo bingo.
What, famous for actually being good at something?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. We've got someone in the studio tomorrow who is most well known for doing something amazing.
Being good.
Which we should
This is a radical departure.
It's good. And it's different as well because we've, you know, I don't think we've had a cyclist on bingo up to now.
No. This is brilliant. And that's going straight in my basket. Or, as he might say...
When I'm in season, my name's getting here.
He is Welsh, right? It's the it's the most Welsh name in the world.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, he's full Welsh.
Yeah. Fully... I mean, Geraint Thomas, it's a Welsh name, that.
Yeah, fully Welsh. So, listen, you might need to do a tiny bit more research yourself, Scott, which I understand.
It sounds... It's a great booking.
For tomorrow. How do you want to jazz it up?
Right, okay, well, we've arranged something special. I've just been told this. So you are both going to be playing Innuendo Bingo... On bikes.
Right, okay, fine.
Tomorrow.
Amazing.
No, we've never done it on bikes before either, have we?
No.
We've done it mid-air.
I like that we try and to keep it, you know, keep it spicy, add a bit of spice into the situation.
So you and Geraint will be on bikes tomorrow. I mean, he's used to that. It'll make him feel at home, won't it?
Of course it will.
1:45 tomorrow, you'll be able to listen and watch Innuendo Bingo. Very good. This is Kygo.
We'll be passing by and they'll be wasting time just waiting for new. And while they're chasing dogs, we'll be dancing in the dust, 'cause we're coming through. Whenever you need me, I'm behind.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
We've also arranged for some Lycra for you tomorrow as
well.
Oh,
we haven't done that, have we?
So you can do...
No one told me that.
On the bikes
No.
With the Lycra on, yep.
No, so you'll be getting involved in that as well, will you?
No. Look, sweetheart, I've got to abseil down Blackpool Tower soon. I don't know if you've heard.
Look, sweetheart, in the last half hour, if you asked me to measure your inner thigh and told me I'm wearing Lycra.
It's because the Royal Marines need to know, sweetheart. Geraint Thomas is on Innuendo Bingo tomorrow. It's getting a lot of love, this, isn't it?
Mm.
He is a legend. Saw him at the Tour de France. Headbutts a lamppost at speed and flies off a cliff, then cracks on like a boss to finish.
Yeah, I'll show you that video. You'll love him.
Geraint Thomas is the coolest cyclist on the planet. Definitely going to be listening and watching tomorrow. Anna says he's brilliant. He's a really funny bloke and loves a good Welsh cake. Don't know how you get them here, but we'll try for tomorrow. Want to make him feel welcome. And he will be on a bike. With you.
What is a Welsh cake then? If I was to try and make this at home tonight. I'll research.
Yes, do make some.
It could be a bake. I know Bake Off's finished, but we all miss that, don't we?
Also, is he the only MBE we've ever had on Innuendo Bingo?
Oh, see, it's a touch of class
isn't
to proceedings
it? MBE on Innuendo Bingo.
Because Innuendo Bingo is a dirty game, right? It's a dirty game.
Lauren Pope, is she an MBE?
No, I don't think so.
No.
Arge?
Not Arge, no.
If I got locked away and we lost it all today, tell me honestly, would you still love me the same?
The Scott Mills Daily.
One dance, Fright Night.
They asked Pete Tong to do some really weird stuff sometimes. That was him. So this Friday, Radio 1 Dance, things are getting dark because Halloween. That's all I can find.
But nothing else.
Halloween. Yeah. So, loads of people having Halloween parties. Oh, all right. Loads of people having Halloween parties this weekend, Friday night, because it's the massive Halloween party weekend. If you're having a party on Friday night, put Radio 1 on because it's going to be like the perfect soundtrack to your Halloween party. And if you're having a party on Saturday night, then you can listen again. So, Annie Mac, Pete Tong, B-Traits and The Essential Mix. Just taking it a little bit to the scary side. There'll be some really dark drum and bass some really, really scary techno, some terrifying house music, and some truly horrific mixing. That's going to be Friday night from 7 o'clock onwards on Radio 1.
R1 Dance, Fright Night.
Okay, good.
The Scott Mills Daily.
When you were away last week, we played a lot of games.
Did you?
Yeah, when Matt's on, we play a lot of games.
Oh, you do, do you?
Which you shouldn't be jealous of at all.
Are it's just a different. My games.
Well, different, different, more creative, I'd say. No, I just mean that he loves to come up with a game idea. It's generally the kind of games that you might play with, say, your nan or something like that. And then he finds a way to put a twist on them, which means that you can play them on Radio 1.
Right. So games like your nan would invent.
Well, not just that, but also games that you think are little throwaway games that you might play in the car or something like that.
Were any 90s pop stars involved, as they so often are with Matt Edmondson?
I don't think so. Yeah. Anyway, look.
Not Abs from Five or anything, no?
We've played a lot of games.
Well, this isn't fair. I want to do more games.
Yeah? Well, we can do. We can make a thing of doing more games. We play the Who game every now and then, don't we? Got Real or No Real every day. That's kind of like a game.
I'm writing down your input. More games.
No, I'm not saying that more games is the way. I'm just saying it was good. Last week was a good laugh. Do you know what it was like? It was like wet play.
You know,
wet play at school, you go back inside the classroom, you play a load of games.
Yeah.
Right, the board games come out.
Was it like having the supply teacher on, where you can muck around a bit?
Yeah, a little bit.
Yeah, yeah.
A little bit. So, I've got a feeling for it now, and I've had this idea of something we can do.
Okay, what's your idea today, then?
Okay, so, you know, Halloween this weekend, right?
Yes.
Everyone's buzzing, because Saturday night,
yeah.
All the Halloween parties are going to be on.
Are you coming to mine?
Potentially.
Right, okay, right.
That's a separate
discussion. Here's another thing as well. You haven't even replied. Everyone else in this room has replied and said they're going to be there.
Fine.
Flaky?
No, not flaky, but also Chaz has got a Halloween bash on that
right.
night as well.
And sure.
Okay, right, well, let's have this discussion now then. What I'd like to know is, before coming to your Halloween party, because it is always a good laugh.
Thank you.
Right, but sometimes odd people have been invited in the past, right? That I've got to
it's
admit,
come to this, hasn't it?
Soured.
We don't have a conversation about it off air, it's on air now. So you're worried about the calibre of guests, are you?
No, not the calibre of guests, it's more. Okay, can I put it this way? Will there be anyone there from the TV show The Only Way is Essex?
I'm not planning that, no. Sometimes they just turn up, though. You know what
they
it's like.
They don't just turn up,
they
though.
They do.
They don't just turn up,
they
though.
They just turn up. No, they're not going to be there.
Made in Chelsea.
Oh, well, you would love that if they were, though.
Just because certain characters have been invited in the past and actually, there were issues. And so
it wouldn't be one of my parties without a bit of drama, though.
No, all right.
Go on.
Well, anyway, look, that's a separate discussion to have.
Come on. Come after Chaz's. Anyway, have you got a game?
Yes. So, Halloween this Saturday. Everyone's getting their outfits sorted for it. Now's the time, early in the week. You need to plan ahead, right?
Yeah.
Now, we've mentioned this before, but on Halloween, you might go as a werewolf, but you have to go as a sexy werewolf.
Yeah, why is that?
Everything's a sexy Halloween outfit.
I was looking at some the other day, actually, because I'm trying to decide what to wear for mine. Since when was there a sexy hedgehog costume?
Yeah. You'd be amazed what sexy outfits you can buy. And generally, it's the traditional Halloween outfit, which is quite scary, but with holes cut out of them, or you wear it with stockings.
Yeah.
It's that kind of thing. Generally, I'd say this sexy idea is generally more a girl thing than a guy thing.
Yeah, most of the ones, I'm actually looking them up now, sexy Halloween costumes, they're mostly girl ones.
But you can get loads. You can get sexy Ghostbuster outfits. There's a real demand for it.
Sexy fox, I've just seen.
But with that in mind, what I thought we could do is we could get you to call a fancy dress shop and inquire about fancy dress outfits. But what I'm going to do is I'm going to write down a fancy dress outfit on a piece of paper, right? So say, like, sexy werewolf, and you've got to inquire about it. Okay.
But will you do it as well, though? And I'll write some down for you.
You'll write one for me.
All right.
And we'll take it in turns.
So we don't know what we're asking for, what costume we're asking for, until we get connected and then you pass me the piece of paper and vice versa.
Because what I'm interested to know is, can you get any outfit in sexy form for Halloween this weekend?
Okay. Yeah, I'm keen for this.
Keen for that?
Yeah.
Okay, right. So we just need to find a fancy dress shop and then we can do that in a couple of minutes?
Okay, I'll play a song and we'll just get some numbers up and then, bang up for it. As I said, I do want to do more games. First, here's Adele. Hello.
Hello. It's me. I was wondering if after all these years you'd like to meet to go over everything. They say the time's supposed to heal you, but I ain't done much healing.
Okay, so we're going to play a game, and it's ringing up various fancy dress shops and asking them if they've got a sexy, I don't know, pumpkin,
yeah,
for example. But we don't know until each other hands over the piece of paper what we're asking for at the shop.
Mm.
Right, so we've got a number there, right, of a fancy dress shop?
Yes.
Am I first?
You're going to go first. I've got a couple of ideas for some fancy dress outfits. Okay. You've just got to roll with it when I put them in front of you.
Yeah,
okay?
Right, just hand me the piece of paper. Let's call them.
Okay.
Hello.
Hello, happy Halloween.
Oh, same to you.
Oh, no! I've just said happy Halloween to Terry Wogan. Oh, no. It's because we spoke to Sir Terry earlier.
I put the wrong number through. I'm so sorry, Scott.
Right, what are you doing? I've just said happy Halloween to Sir Terry Wogan.
I'll tell you what it is. It's because we put the numbers on this thing and they let me be in control of it. I'm so sorry. Was
What's
that definitely
he think
him?
Now? It was Terry Wogan.
I was so confused. Okay, right. Let me recheck this number.
Oh. You couldn't have gone more wrong.
I'm so sorry.
Oh, you absolute
fine
salad.
Right. I think
oh,
I've got the right number.
No. Oh. I'm stressed enough as it is with this flipping black bulb tower thing. Are you sure this is the right number now?
I'm going to double check.
Okay.
Yes, fine. Right, ready? Yeah, right, head right. In the game.
You got Terry Wogan's home phone number now. That's awesome.
Hello, Chesterfield, Party Shop.
Happy Halloween. Are you okay?
Yes, thank you.
I'm looking for a Halloween outfit.
What is it you're looking for?
Well, I'm looking for sexy dinner lady.
We have got a dinner lady.
Is it sexy though?
Have you seen it online? Is it the one with the blue and white apron?
Yes, quite sexy, you know.
She's got ripped fishnet tights on.
Yes, ripped fishnet tights. That's what I want.
Yep. Well, obviously, your fishnets should rip yourself, but we've got the dinner lady in, yes.
Okay, but you would say, like, in your opinion, that it's sexy, yes?
You can sexy it up, yeah, because obviously you need your fishnets and things like that.
How would I sexy it up, please?
I'm not really sure. Okay. You need, obviously, bright red lipstick, things like that. Your face paint, do all that up.
Maybe cut a few holes in it.
We've got eyelashes.
Oh, lovely. Okay, right. It sounds perfect.
Okay.
I mean, if that one's too popular, though, I could always go for... Have you... Sexy otter?
No, not that one. We ain't got that.
No?
No.
What about...
There's only a few outfits in. There's quite a few ones. If you wanted to come and have a look, there's a few sexy ones on the top that we've got, like devils and things.
Yes.
So.
Yeah, I just think that's all been done, though. I think all my friends are going to come as them.
Right.
What about sexy Scott Mills outfit?
No. Not heard of that
Who
one,
even
so.
Is that?
I don't know. That's why I've not heard of it, so I know we'll not have it in.
Right, OK, so you don't have that, no?
No.
Right, yeah. OK, all right. Well, but the dinner lady is available. How many have you got left?
Should have one of each size still left in.
Oh, that's lovely. OK.
OK, do.
All right, then.
Thank you.
Goodbye. Bye. Oh, brilliant.
Mildly offensive, that, wasn't it, to you, though?
Not really, no.
Well, she didn't know who you were.
That's all right. You can't have a sexy otter.
Also, the thing is, the flaw in this plan, and I only realised when I wrote it in front of you, was that actually the Halloween outfits themselves are meant to be scary, then you're sexing them up. So by putting your name forward, it was almost suggesting that you yourself are a Halloween outfit.
Yes.
Which is, of course, a bit harsh.
Yes.
I can't believe there's a dinner lady outfit, a sexy dinner lady outfit ready to go.
They've got one.
Yeah.
First thing I asked and they got it.
Incredible.
With fishnets. And in every size. Okay, you're going to do one next, all right?
Yeah, okay.
Okay, I'll get another number. It's Nothing But Thieves on Radio 1.
The Scott
Scott Mills Daily.
Imagine what Terry Wogan's thinking right now.
That was so confused. I'm so sorry. I really am, because that was a mistake.
That was nothing but thieves and wake up call. Can we hear that again? Because here we go.
Hello.
Hello. Happy Halloween.
Oh, same to you.
Because I couldn't work out what was going on, because you sort of just looked up and then hung up.
This is supposed to be a fancy dress shop.
You did well to clock it was him, though, because I didn't have any clue, really, until you...
Imagine if I'd gone down there, you've got any sexy Halloween outfit.
Sorry.
Thank you. So, it's going well today. We're in the middle of the Halloween fancy dress game. It's Chris's turn now. So I'm going to connect him to a fancy dress shop. All he's got to do is ask for a costume. But he won't know what the outfit is until he actually speaks to the person. So I've actually written the costumes that I want you to ask for on a piece of paper right here.
Come on, head in the game.
Come on.
Good afternoon, Lovey Bows, Manchester.
Hello, is that the fancy dress shop?
It is, yeah.
Hey, I'm looking for an outfit for this weekend. My friends are all going as the obvious choices, and I'm trying to think outside the box a little bit.
Okay.
So I'm just wondering if you could possibly help me out before I come in.
What are your friends sort of going as then?
Well, they're doing Halloween
the style, or
yeah, they're doing the normal things, you know, devil, wolf, that kind of thing, zombie. I was just wondering if you had a sexy fishmonger outfit.
No, we don't.
Is there any way we could make that work?
I don't think we've got anything even close to that. We've got none that have sort of a white apron or anything.
Yeah. What would be the closest to that, do you think? I mean, it goes without saying, fishnet stockings.
Well, we have fishnet stockings and things like that.
I could put a bra on. We could wear an apron.
Yeah,
probably just stain that with a bit of fish.
Yeah, you could do that.
Okay, if that's a problem, how about a sexy gran outfit?
A sexy granny?
Yeah, like a sexy granny.
Again, we haven't got an outfit for that, although we do granny wigs, and again, we still have fishnet stockings and things like that, so all you'd need is maybe a dress from a charity shop, and you could make it up to be
that's a great
sexy
idea.
Granny kind of idea.
So I can buy the granny wig from you?
Yes, yeah, they're sort of grey, or we've got a white one that's sort of pulled back into like a little bun at the back.
To make that sexy, if I get the dress from the charity shop, what should I do?
You could always do like a little cut up the side of it.
Just rip it up a bit.
See her leg poking out, yeah, and then see that she's got like fishnets underneath or something.
I could cut it up slightly and just make it look a bit more worn.
Yeah, you could do, yeah, or just sort of, if you can sew the bottom up a little bit, like I say, just so that you can see a bit of the fishnets underneath or something.
Because I am a gran.
You can always make them loose and baggy around the ankles, you know, like Nora Batty style.
That's her. I mean, obviously, it needs to be sort of classy sexy. Do you know what I mean?
That would be however you design it.
Fine, okay. Look, if that can't happen, final one, I just need to know if you can make this work. A sexy chugger outfit.
What's a chugger?
It's like a person who rattles... No, they're not. They're people on the streets who work for charities, you know, and they try and sign you up. They're often in town centres.
If you had to do something like that, the costume would just be T-shirt, shorts or something.
Clipboard.
And then you just have to get yourself a bucket. We don't have anything sort of like that in here.
Yeah. Okay, fine. And then, again, just rip up the clothes, probably, is what you're saying. Tear down the middle.
If you want to make it Halloween style, yeah, just get some spray blood or something.
A little peak of a bra.
You could do, again.
Okay.
You don't do a full costume, it'd be however you design it. So it'll be up to you how you want to make it look overall.
Keep them guessing, eh?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, you're awesome. All right,
thank
then.
Has she gone? Oh, you are so gross.
Oh,
you are gross.
Even in my head, I was imagining it. It was slightly, it made me slightly gag.
Wear a bra and have my leg poking out. You're a gran.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1, and that was Macklemore and Ryan Lewis with Downtown. You'll be feeling the warm embrace of a leather seat between your legs tomorrow.
Why? Oh, yes, I will. Of course I will, yeah.
Because because you're doing innuendo bingo on a bike.
That's right.
That's happening.
That's actually happening against the legend that is Geraint Thomas.
Tomorrow.
Tomorrow's bingo. I'm pleased that it's coming back as well, because you know what it's like. A couple of weeks away, it's you miss it. You get a real urge to spray, to get back into the game and really, really go for it. So tomorrow I can see us going at it in anger.
Yeah.
And against a sporting legend. I mean, I'm so excited about tomorrow as well, because it is amazing that we have these guests on Innuendo Bingo, members of The Only Way is Essex and some pop stars and stuff like that. But it's great to have a guy who is really, who's a champion at what he does, who's really achieved something amazing.
There's a lot of excitement, you know, on the social medias for Geraint tomorrow. Geraint Thomas on Innuendo Bingo 145. It's one that you'll want to watch tomorrow, because I've actually got some bikes in and you'll be straddling them with him tomorrow. It's not like a two-seater job. You'll be on a bike each.
Are we not going tandem?
Not tandem. Oh. That's tomorrow, 1:45.
The Radio 1 Breakfast Show with Nick Grimshaw.
Right, so on Friday, just after Grimmy played Adele to the world for the first time, he did an interview with Justin Bieber. And you can hear it on the Radio 1 Breakfast Show with Grimmy tomorrow at 8 o'clock. So he played Justin the Adele song for the first time, so you can hear his reaction, because he'd never heard it before that. Also, he's been really busy doing like loads and loads of interviews and appearances on different things all over Europe. So Grimmy just decided to get Bieber a drink and just chat for a bit.
To you.
Cheers. To you.
Awesome.
Should we just sack this off and go to the pub?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, this is... What are we even doing this for? People are going to buy the record.
Yeah, I just got to tell
people.
I just
got to... Let's just hang out and go to the pub.
Yeah. Mm. Let's get out of here.
Mm. Yeah. I do have some really serious questions, actually, to ask.
All right, let's go.
I didn't actually go to the pub after all, but that would have been quite cool. So, actually, after that, turned into a really open and kind of honest conversation. Loads of stuff that Justin's not spoken about before. Like, the best way to chat up Justin Bieber in a bar, if you get a chance.
Okay. Right.
Also, who he's worked with on his new album. Justin Bieber's tips for how to take the perfect Instagram picture. And how his old friends from home reacted when they first saw those underwear modelling pictures. I mean, you've got to be a brave person to do those pictures.
But this is what I love about Grimmy, because everything I see of Justin Bieber, he is a man of few words, isn't he? He's generally quite short with everyone. But with Grimmy, I don't think people can be like that with Grimmy. He's just that kind of character, isn't he?
I totally agree. Like, he always gets the most out of people. So you can hear all this tomorrow on the Radio 1 Breakfast Show. You're right, actually. You don't see Bieber open up very often. So I'm really looking forward to hearing this. Justin Bieber with Nick Grimshaw tomorrow morning. Catch the whole thing from 8 o'clock.
One. The Radio 1 Breakfast Show with Nick Grimshaw.
This is Years and Years. I Shut.
Let it fall and hit the ground. Let it go. Your timing was so wrong. I just want to be found.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Nothing's gonna hurt me with my eyes shut. I can see through them. I can see through them. And I am drawing pictures.
Okay, that's good. So is this
karma for the Terry Wogan incident earlier?
This is actually one of my nightmares that I have. I don't know whether you saw what happened there.
Mad. You've got a computer in front of you. It went crazy. It looked like a road sign.
The road signs that have got the exclamation mark on
it's
them.
It's like, that should not be there.
That's what happened then. I'm imagining some people will rush in any moment.
Look, do you remember we were DJing in a club night and the music all cut out and we weren't sure what to do. And actually what I did is took upon myself to then sing the rest of...
You sang
what was the song?
Can't Stop Playing Makes Me High by Dr. Kutcher.
Yeah,
now, who knows the worst of that? No one.
But I gave it a go for you. I'm willing to step up and do this if needs be.
Okay, then go on, sing the latest Years and Years song.
Now, I'm not going to lie.
I don't know it, do you?
I don't know it all that well. No. So can someone please help and play
Okay, I think we're back on. Oh, it's Little Mix.
Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily.
Greg James.
Nice to have you back.
Thank you, my love.
Nice to see you sober
nice
and all the rest
sober.
Of it.
Nice to see you sober.
Everything all right over today? Here?
Oh, Greg, I'm having a right day of it. So, Terry Wogan rings up. And
this is
sounds like the beginning of a joke.
But the thing is with you, your first show back from holiday is always stupid.
Yes,
extra stupid.
And it really is today. So Terry Wogan rings up and asks me to abseil down the Blackpool Tower. Now, it's children in need. I can't really say no, because Sir Terry's on the phone. And then later on, we did this thing where we called up Halloween fancy dress shops to try and see if they got any sexy outfits, and called Terry Wogan again by mistake because his number was still on there.
Because it's a landline.
Yes.
Yeah, it was meant to be a fancy dress shop.
Listen to this. I thought I was calling a fancy dress shop.
Hello.
Hello. Happy Halloween.
Oh, same to you.
Oh no! I've just said happy Halloween to Terry Wogan! Oh no! It's because we spoke to Sir Terry earlier.
I put the wrong number through. I'm so sorry, Scott.
Why, what are you doing? I've just said happy Halloween to Sir Terry Wogan.
I'll tell you what it is. It's because we put the numbers on this thing and they let me be in control of it. I'm so sorry.
Terry Wogan, right, at home, must be like, who was that?
Did you not happy ring him Halloween? Back to say sorry?
I'll get around to that after the show.
You didn't call him back straight away and say sorry, it was the wrong number. It's just...
I'm sure someone's dealing with it. But I didn't clock it was him at first, so I was wondering why Scott had hung up on the fancy dress shop.
It suddenly dawned on me, I was like, that's Terry Wogan.
One of the most recognisable voices of all time, for sure.
So anyway, I can't say no, really, because, children are needing that.
Wouldn't it be amazing if you rang the fancy dress shop and it was him again, and he actually does have a Halloween?
Well, someone texted in saying, actually, an interesting theory, which is maybe what is stopping Sir Terry Wogan working part-time in a fancy dress shop?
That's nothing's true. The answer. Nothing is stopping him.
Absolutely nothing. He's only on Sundays, isn't he, on Radio 2?
Yep.
And here's your real or no real facts for today.
Apprentice candidates have to wear the same clothes to each boardroom because if they get fired, the taxi leaving scenes are filmed before the series starts.
Now, oh, come
Stefan
on.
Stefan Powell's on today instead of Chris Smith with the news. I know you probably noticed that.
This kind of thing annoys me when you find out something about a TV show or a film and it ruins it because you'll never watch it the same way
again. It doesn't
again.
Ruin The Apprentice, though, does it?
Well, no, but it does ruin the taxi bit for me.
Does it?
Because what they're saying is they just pay for the taxi guy for one day.
Yeah, it's a lot cheaper, actually, isn't it? Well, so they have to wear the same clothes. This might not be real. So each boardroom... Because if they get fired, then they've already filmed their leaving I'm fired scenes.
Mm. Well, so the interview then in the back of the cab is them pretending that they've been fired?
Yeah.
Or they just filmed the bit where they, you know, where they first step out and get into a car?
Yeah, maybe that bit
is recorded and then they film it later on, them in just a different cab or
because
something.
Because that, I mean, they're many things, but actors, they ain't.
Yeah.
So that the emotion is very real in that. If they can't pretend that...
Yeah, maybe that, not that bit, maybe.
But when you see them walking into the car for the first time, they never look that upset. Also, can I say what annoys me in The Apprentice is, you know when they get kicked out, they've been fired, they don't rant anymore. In the old days, they used to have a right go back and say, like, no, this is wrong, you've done this wrong, to try and persuade them to change the decision. It never happens anymore.
We had Jenny on last week.
She was the nearest thing we've had in the series
but
to it.
She said in the interview, she said that they actually edited that down because she went on for about a minute and a half.
Oh, did she?
And just said, here's why you shouldn't have fired me.
And then they go out and hug each other. See, that annoys me.
Yeah. You want hate, don't you? You want hatred.
We want a bit of beef, don't we?
Yeah.
So can this be true? The
We're looking for beef.
We are looking for beef. The apprentice leaving scenes are filmed in advance in that taxi, real or no real?
I don't know. I don't want it to be real, so I'm going to say no real.
These tricks do happen, like that one on New Year's Eve that's filmed in June.
It's not, though.
What, the Hootenanny?
No, it's
not.
That's
the one.
Oh, it is, actually, yeah. It is filmed in June. Real or no real?
I'm going to go real.
You don't want it to be real, though, do you?
No.
That one is real.
Oh. Yes. So there I was on a beach last week in the Middle East reading Lord Alan Sugar's new book, Unscripted.
Oh, yeah. He had a go at me for not reading that before the interview.
So what they do is they film the leaving scene twice, once in the day and once at night, and they do have to wear the same clothes each time. They wear the same coat and scarf, so you can put it over the top when they go to the boardroom.
Speaking of his book, one of the funniest things I've heard in a long time is you suggesting autobiography names to him and him being so impatient, not having any of it.
I really respect and I really like how cheeky you are.
Yeah, and you stick with it.
Because it's my absolute favourite thing.
You have to, because it happened the first time we did the interview 3 years ago, and he still comes back for more. So
yeah,
he must
it.
Sort of like it.
Oh, yeah, but exactly. 3 years ago, you were a bit upset. I remember you being in the office and saying, oh, I'm not sure about this, I'm not sure. A little bit anxious about it. And now you
back.
Know it.
He keeps coming back.
He
knows what he's going to get now. But he still comes back.
Do you know the bit I mean where he's literally reading a list of these names? Yeah. One of them is I Am What I Am Strat.
I'm not doing it.
I Am What I Am Strat is particularly a good one.
What's the one about his head? Then he was like, I don't get it. It was like
Lump head.
Lump head.
It's so good. That should be a show on TV with you just like giving him stress all the time.
There was one that we didn't pitch to him in the end, but my particular favourite is Fingering Apprentices. But obviously because he points the whole time. Yes. We weren't allowed to do that one on the day.
I can see why. And next,
posh crisps are about to get posher, as you can now purchase crisps the taste of wealth.
So they just taste rich.
Posh crisps.
Good news for you, eh, Mills?
What do you mean?
Well, party on Saturday, you want to impress your guests, don't you? Yeah.
Bring me the ones that smell...
Posh crisps.
The taste of rich.
Posh crisps. Mm. That's when you light a candle and have a bag of crisps.
Yeah. Yes. What does wealth taste like, Scott?
Why are you asking me? You've really got the wrong idea. You really have.
Posh crisps. Do you think they're running out of idea at the crisp companies now? Because there are only so many flavors. They've tried to do the Sunday roasts and everything. They've done everything. They've even done disgusting flavors as a kind of gimmick.
Mm-hmm. It's a joke, yeah.
So, I mean, how can you get crisps that taste of wealth, though?
What would it be? What, like pheasant or something?
Mm. Caviar, pheasant, and foie gras.
Foie gras.
Is this real, do you think?
I think this is. Seriously, they're running out of ideas. I can see this being real. I'm going to go real.
Nah, no real.
That one is no real.
No real, but you can now buy Prosecco-flavoured crisps, which is actually a little bit posh.
Why Prosecco-flavoured crisps?
Don't know, because like we said, they're running out. And finally,
the Australian Prime Minister, Malcolm Turnbull, works at a standing desk.
I mean, a great idea, isn't it? So this is, to, I assume, keep fit. It's like a treadmill.
It's a great idea. It helps the posture.
It does.
Yeah.
I mean, there are certain types of DJs that stand up during their show. I think it's to, well, they say it's to get more energy, but I don't find that helps.
I tried it last week for 1 week.
No, I'm not a fan.
And
I like a sit down.
It's just, yeah, I think I like
it's
a sit
like
down.
It's like having a sit down wee for me. It just, there's something about, I know you're doing it to try jazz it up. You rarely do it, Scott.
I don't.
What, so you do a sit down wee to jazz up having a wee?
Yeah, just every now and then there's a treat.
I love a sit down wee.
I do.
Oh,
it's
yeah.
It's a treat.
Sit down wee is a real highlight of the day sometimes.
And you know that nothing else is going to come of it. It's just going to be a wee.
Well,
you still sit down.
Sometimes you can just go with the flow.
But what I'm saying with you, Scott, is you rarely do this standing up, do you?
No, hardly ever. Never have, never will.
Never will. I did it for a week and then I was bored of it.
No.
I think the time
will come very soon where I can't even, like, I won't be able to when I'm on two.
Well, look,
you'll just have to.
They'll just wheel me in, won't they, once a week or something.
No, you could do it lying down, perhaps.
We'll get you a Stanner stair lift.
That would be good.
And have you got a walk-in bath?
Scott has. He's, honestly, his bathroom is crazy.
No, I haven't got a walk-in bath.
Okay, but it's like
also,
a
how presumptuous of me presuming that I'm going to be on Radio 2? So many things were wrong in that. So the Australian Prime Minister has a stand-up desk. Can this be true?
It is more. It's more commanding, isn't it? There's a mutual friend of all of ours in the office who has a stand-up desk. It's a more commanding position.
What, in here?
Yeah, Phil.
Does he?
Yeah.
Is a standing-up desk just a lectern? Isn't that what that is?
That's what I mean.
That is...
Power.
Yeah.
It's powerful. I think this is real.
I'm going to go real on this one.
That one is real.
It is real, and that's why he's the Australian Prime Minister. The Sydney Morning Herald got access to Malcolm's office. Love that he's called Malcolm. And found that he also had books, artwork, and a large dining table where he often drank tea during meetings. At the end of that round, of
breaking news.
Good fact. I got 20, Greg got 20. It's a draw!
Yes!
Oh, I love a draw. The Scott Mills Daily. Tomorrow, Chris will be feeling the warm embrace of a leather seat between his legs as Geraint Thomas and him, cycling legend, play innuendo bingo on bikes. One to watch, I reckon, at 1:45.